one on red, and then like one on evens, bro. And I went down with like 20, bro. So I was winning for like the first two or three tries. And I was like, you know, I'm about to put a $50 bet down, see if I get like 300 back from this. Lost it. So I was like 50 down. I wasn't tripping, and I kept going. But I ended up...
All of it, huh?
Losing all of it, nigga.
And you, that shit, you don't even notice until it's gone. You're like, what?
Bro, you really don't. It just went by so fast, bro. And
betting is a dangerous game.
And I told my mom, I was like, Mom, like, this shit... Like, bro, like, it just felt like I lost $200 just like that. Like, somebody just stole that shit from me.
Right, just ran away, right out your pocket. Run me that shit, nigga. It's mine now.
And that's how I was really feeling. So I'm like,
bro,
fuck.
You really be feeling robbed. And then you be like, nigga, I'm about to put my money back in and at least win what the fuck I lost.
Yeah. And you try to get your shit back. So I'm like, I'm going to put 20 in this motherfucker. And I put 20 in. I was like, I'm at least getting 50 back. I don't give a fuck.
Right. So.
Like, I'm at least getting 50 back.
That's when you like, nigga, I got nothing to lose.
Yeah. You like, I already lost 200. So I put that shit in. Put 20 in. So I start betting. I win a couple times. I lose a couple of times. It's like going back and forth.
Back and forth, bro.
But I'm still like at $17. So I'm down $3. Next thing I know, bro, I'm down to 10 cents. Now I'm
like, you can't even bet that, huh?
You can't bet that. Not on that game. So I'm like, shit. So I find another game where you could bet 10 cents. But you only get like fucking. Like you bet 10 cents. Like you get like 25 cents back. Like, shit. But I was like, all right, I'm going to get to 50.
Right, at least that's when you like, all right, I'm going to get to a dollar. Bet, I'm at a dollar. Now I'm going to get to $5.
Yeah. Exactly, nigga. So I got to a dollar, so I was like, I'm going back to roulette. I was like, all right, I'm at least leaving here with 20. Got up to like 15. And you know how like, you like, I could leave right now.
Right.
And then I was like, nah, I'm on fire right now.
Nigga, that was me in Vegas, bro. Lost all that. There for like 2.5 hours, bro. 3 hours at the same roulette table. I start getting up because I was losing at first. I start getting up, bro. I get up to like 350. I ain't never even seen this yet. Like, I ain't never won this much yet. I'm like, oh, shit, it's lit. It's lit. Nigga, tell me why I keep playing, lose it. Oh, down to the cents, bro.
Really?
I think down to like $30.
No, but yeah, that shit crazy. So I told my mom.
I see why niggas get addicted, but like I won't let myself.
No, yeah, that's when I told myself.
I can take 3 weeks of that, like 3 weeks to a month off of that shit.
Oh yeah, not doing it because I ain't done it since.
Exactly.
I'm like a week off that shit. I don't need it. Exactly.
This is Durant Discussion.
What's good, everybody? This is Durag Discussions. Back here with my boy Terry.
You know what it is.
How you been, G?
Shit.
Let the people know.
Shit, I ain't been on the shit. Been doing the same shit. Working out. Chilling. Smoking a little bit. But this nigga B did get me on this little.
On a new hobby.
Shit. Yeah, on this little betting shit. So, been kind of doing that.
Make a little extra bread. And it's all some shit we know anyway.
Like, a little something on the side.
We've been meeting up every weekend, you know, chopping it up, seeing what games look good, which games look like, you know, the best return. But, you know, we've been taking some L's. I ain't even going to cap. No cap pre-sub.
Hey, you got to spend money to make money, though.
Straight out. Because the days I do win, I win back everything that I ever put in. Yeah, exactly. But did you bet on the Dodgers game or the series at all?
No, I bet on that last game, bro.
Oh, and that's the one you...
Yeah, I was just doing random shit.
90, honestly, right?
Bro. I got 75 back.
There you go.
I felt like I was on top of the fucking world.
I completely fell asleep on that damn game. I missed it all the way to like the sixth inning, bro. I was at work.
Really?
Yes.
It feels a good game. Yeah. LA hot right now.
I know. We on one right now.
Hey, Kobe.
Doing the damn thing. But, so, on that note, though, this is the first, both as Dodgers fans, this is the first World Series we've seen won in our entire life. 32 years was the last one. 32.
Yeah, that shit crazy. That shit tight as fuck, though.
Shit, just 4 years, three, four years ago was the first time we ever saw them go to the World Series.
To the World Series, and they lost that shit back to back, back to back. Hey, y'all good though. Y'all got one now. So
I ain't tripping. The Rams did the same damn thing. So man, I was low key like, I ain't even gonna cap, bro. I was fed up with the Dodgers. I'm not even gonna lie.
After they lost that second year?
Yeah, bro.
Back to back, yeah.
And then, I got a Tampa Bay hat, okay? Not because I like them, just because I got a Tampa Bay hat. And I wore that motherfucker out. The game that they were up 7, I wore it out. Look. I wore it out, was putting something in my car before I left. And I saw my neighbors, and he came out with his jersey. And I was like, oh, nigga, I'm tripping.
Yeah.
And I went and got my daughter's hat, and I put that on. Tell me why we lost that night. The last game, I was about to wear my daughter's hat. I said, you know what? No. Y'all not about to make me look like a motherfucking clown again. I'm not wearing that shit. And then they won,
yeah.
So I think they do better when I'm giving them tough love.
Oh God. Hey, but that one game when we was together at your house.
Yeah.
And they came back.
That was, yeah.
Oh, that's the day you was talking about?
No.
You remember that day, right? I remember that one.
Where they that came one back was bad too.
When they
I think it's just bro. When I'm paying attention to the game, period. Cause when I actually watch Dodgers games, that shit just be all downhill. And I'll tap in like the ninth inning, like we did. And it was, what, 1-2 outs they had to get to win?
It was 1 out they had to get.
Bro. Outrageous. I was like the nerve of these niggas, bro. But on top of that, the biggest story within all that bullshit, they win. Justin Turner tested fucking positive. Before the game. But somehow these bum-ass fucking tests don't give you the results to the 7th inning. So there's really no fucking point in getting tested before the game.
And it turns out he had that shit.
He got pulled out in the 7th inning. They talking about, and he was not allowed to go out and celebrate with the team.
He been with them for 2 hours already.
This nigga was still out there, though. They sent him in. They won. This motherfucker came out. Was hugging motherfuckers.
Yeah, he even came back out.
Kissed his wife on the mouth.
Hey, no mask.
Laid a sloppy one on her. Took the team picture. He dead center. Took the mask off. Smiled. I'm like, damn.
No, the team was probably like, bring him out here. Like, we all know we got that.
They like, you know what? Fuck it.
Bring his ass out.
Like,
here.
We can quarantine for 14 days. It ain't shit. We'll just celebrate together. Series, yeah, I feel that. I was kind of thinking the same thing.
Just bring him out.
But
that shit crazy, though. That's how 2020 been, though.
Bruh, that shit blew my mind. I'm like, so, what the fuck is the point of them testing them before then? Like, they not going to get the, why didn't they test them earlier then? Like,
that don't make sense.
There's so many ways this shit could have got worked around, like.
But why test them so late though? Because y'all been around each other for a whole damn season, like, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like y'all gonna wait till damn near the second to last game.
And I thought these tests were supposed to be a little quicker than that.
I ain't take a test, so I don't know.
Neither.
Shit, I got you though. I got you.
Them So you telling me when you go to those drive-through tests? That you gotta sit there for fucking 4 hours? Wait, or you gotta come back, come back and get your takeout order? Like, all right, what I get? All right, I'm back. What's your name? Bryce. Okay, let me find that order.
Nigga, you're negative.
Oh, you're positive, my nigga. Dirty nigga. Nah, I really don't understand that shit. Like that, I was like, so is it really safe that we play in sports?
Hell nah. No, but LA,
I'm not going to know it, what my results are till it's fucking third quarter.
It's,
Like, is that how it was working in the bubble? Nah, I couldn't have, because they were actually there.
Yeah, they were actually, like, in there.
Didn't they play?
No, but I think the baseball was in a bubble, too.
Yeah, where'd they play at? San Diego?
San Diego, and then in Texas, too. The Dodgers played in Texas.
The two hottest places of coronavirus, basically.
But they got the bubble. It's cool.
Yeah, that was genius. Good call. Good call.
I need to give me a little bubble I can go in.
I fuck with that move. Oh, shit.
Power moves right there.
Man, see, these niggas was not thinking at all. Costco is the latest retailer to drop Choco coconut milk over allegations of forced monkey labor.
Coconut milk?
They got monkeys busting open coconuts and like.
What?
Bro, like.
Okay.
That's a different type of low, nigga. Like.
What? Y'all got monkeys out there doing
I
that?
I got two problems with this, matter of fact. Two problems. The first one being. Like, a human sweatshop is fucked up. Don't get me wrong. A human sweatshop is fucked up.
Yeah.
But a monkey sweatshop, bro? These niggas can't even speak up for themselves. Like, that's my first problem. Like,
they
don't
can't
fuck with animals, bro. Like, and they probably talking all types of crazy to these motherfuckers. Shut your monkey ass. Get to work.
Sit your little monkey ass down. Hey, nah, but monkeys strong as fuck. So
exactly. So that's my second problem.
How big are the monkeys?
That's my second problem. Don't be setting off no motherfucking Planet of the Apes bullshit around here. Don't have them up here in L.A. busting out the zoo and shit. Talking about
gorillas,
some... talk about some Caesar won war. I don't want none of that smoke. I'm on your side.
Hell no.
I told my mom, I said, hey, I'm on the monkey side. I don't give a fuck. Nigga, apes together strong.
Oh, God. They shall not kill apes, nigga.
On me, I will stop using motherfucking.
Yeah, I'm
nigga,
like,
what?
All right, y'all.
I will stop putting together full sentences in this motherfucker. Don't fuck with me. I'm with the monkeys.
All right, human race. I'm on
Bryce,
this side.
Bryce, where you been at, nigga, with the monkeys, nigga? What? I'm a spy, bro.
I'm
you know how strong these niggas are? Let them find out how to run it, how to work a motherfucking gun in here. It's over with. Nah, bro. I ain't playing with no monkeys, dog.
That shit crazy, bro.
Could you imagine?
Just imagine, yeah, just imagine big-ass apes coming to just pound your fucking body. Just
running
dude.
Up on you.
Playing the bongos on your bitch ass.
Oh, shit.
And then pounding
Ooh,
your chest
shit,
after.
Bro. Think about how much power they got. Like, think about if your legs were half as long and your arms were twice as long.
So much leverage.
How much power you have.
Bro, they med ball slamming your ass on
what?
God. Your ass dying. First
Dude,
hit.
They are touching the ground behind them and then slamming you on the ground in front of them. Like,
with
ease.
With some big ass arms, bro. Bigger than our fucking.
Strong ass hands. Hands built like feet.
Yeah, I'm not fucking.
Nah.
I'm not fucking with monkeys. Okay, so this how I picture this.
They putting us all in danger.
This how I picture this. When you told me, when you first just mentioned this story. I see little monkeys in a line. Chained up. Walking around. In like some wood ass barn, nigga. Just working.
Yeah, bro. Just like the trenches. No light in that motherfucker because they got built-in fucking night vision. They probably like, they don't need no fucking light. They monkeys.
Yeah. They probably just throw bananas in there.
That's crazy, though.
Not even that. Bananas probably too expensive. They probably using, like, fucking just straight dry oatmeal, nigga.
For the monkeys?
With no water in it. Not even letting it puff up. Like, just straight dry fucking oatmeal. Oats. Just damn. Oats. No meal.
Coughing on the powder.
They like, shut the fuck up. Stop fucking coughing.
That's crazy.
Bruh, what? And monkeys got fangs, bro.
No, they for sure be fucking smacking them monkeys around.
Did these niggas not see Planet of the Apes, bro? Like,
yeah, let
I'm not about to play that shit.
Let Caesar find out, nigga.
One of these niggas gonna stash a shank, nigga.
Where is this taking place at?
In...
That's sad, though, when you think about it. Is there, like, any donations that we
hella
could...
hella foreign, though.
Is there, like, any donations we could give?
Oh, maybe? It's from Thailand. They still selling that motherfucker hard, though. They don't give a fuck. Y'all go buy this shit before you find out.
Thing is, you're not even paying the monkeys.
Oh, me, like...
Let them niggas have some bread, too.
I know. At least give them some bananas with their profit. Like, shit. That's all they really need. Is some sunlight. Let them get out, climb some shit. They'd probably be happy to work.
Like, how did this... Like, how did this even go down? Like, did they train them to work?
Hell yeah. Or they...
And how did they even...
scared them to work. They probably shot a few of them and was like, all right, y'all saw that, right? Get to work. You probably, just like you said, they probably all chained together. They probably smashing up the coconuts or something.
Yeah, with their hand or something.
But, on a lighter note, but on Apple News, top 9 face masks that make it so much easier to communicate.
Face mask?
Mm-hmm.
I think I've seen this. I think I've seen this, and I think I've seen a guy in the store with this.
Bro. All right, here it is. So I'm going to save all the pictures of these and post them on the Instagram so y'all can go. Literally, right now, you can go straight to the Instagram and see them by the time you're hearing this. So you can see them while the episode's, while you're listening. But
I'm not wearing that.
This first one, my nigga.
Looking like a coochie face. What?
Who's the coochie man? Yeah, I'm the coochie man. Oh, shit, boy. That shit look dumb as fuck. This one we are looking at is a regular face mask, but it's floral. Got hella flowers and shit on it. But this motherfucker got a window dead center. I feel like, you know how when people put on a mask and they make their face look completely different? This is what these gonna be like.
The only thing that's gonna be showing is your lips.
This is the one that had me dead, nigga.
What the fuck is that?
Number 2.
Are you a dog?
Number 2 look like, nigga, I don't even know. It got foam on the bottom and on the top. The nose look bad, uncomfortable. I don't know how that shit wrapped around the back of her head.
Why do you have foam on the chin?
It's literally just a big screen. It's like a football visor, but it's in front of her mouth and over her nose. That bitch look like it get clogged up,
Why do you have foam at the bottom? Like,
that motherfucker look like it smelled like nothing but fucking ass breath. That shit keep everything in.
Hey, all your mouth sweats go.
Where's the ventilation? Niggas, motherfucking cheeks and fucking nose gonna be all sweating and shit. That shit looks bad. All right, number 3. Look like a regular mask, but it look hella stiff. It's like, the
fuck is that?
Bro, we gotta see that one on somebody, bro. Y'all can't just show us the mask.
It got little itty bitty holes in it. That ain't gonna do shit.
Dude, that shit gonna be foggy as fuck.
Oh no, but that's probably the best one. Like, if I'm gonna try any of them, I don't know how I feel. I kind of like that the mask.
Go hold up.
Nigga, I kind of like. Like, I kind of like the fact that masks cover my mouth, though.
Yeah, like.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know why. This about the same thing, got a window in it.
Like,
I want to see somebody with that one on. You notice they ain't showing that shit. You notice they ain't showing most of them with people wearing them. Yeah, because that shit looks stupid.
Everybody, like, I'm not going
to wear. Oh, here we go. Like, she looks terrible. See, like, that shit make you look like. What's the nigga from Harry Potter with no nose?
I don't know. That shit make you look like a fucking glory like, hole. What is
nigga,
that?
Nigga, what? And that shit's big as fuck, too. Like, you're not fitting that big ass shit in your pocket, bro. I don't give a fuck what you talking about.
Nigga, all that right. Shit got to unfold.
And then this was a smaller window. Like, the window, I'm not feeling that. Like, because then you still can't even tell if they smiling. Like, she look hella awkward.
That shit just puts all the attention on your mouth.
Right. Yeah, I don't like that. Like, people don't even want to look you in your eyes. I'm just like, why these patterns on these motherfuckers, though? Like, who picked these colors and these prints? Like, all of them look bad. Like, all of these.
Yeah, if you bought one of these, I don't know, man.
Yeah, if you come at me with one of these, I might poke a hole in that motherfucker. With my keys.
I'm going to rip the plastic off the little hole.
Put my fingers in like, hit that.
I'm going to just poke you right in your mouth.
The only one that's not working on is number two, bro. The clear mask, easy adjuster mask. That shit look like
hey, yeah, I
impenetrable. You're not getting in there.
I honestly might rock with that one.
What?
Yeah, that shit look like fly proof too. No flies in your face.
That shit look like it give you fucking a line across your face like a do-rag. Nah, and then it's one... like it's like right underneath your chin. There's like a big ass phone piece that go from one side of your jaw all the way to the other side. That shit look like it match your facial hair.
All right, none of these is cool.
At all.
I'm not wearing any of these. But I'm still going number two if I had to. I got the chin strap on, too.
Oh, me, I'm ready for war. What?
Fuck off.
That's hilarious. All right, so the moral of the story is it's a fucking mask. You're not going to be able to see my fucking face. That's just the time we're in, damn it.
Go put a fucking Ziploc bag on
like, stop trying to fix the fucking situation. Because that shit. Now you look creepy.
Yeah, now you look fucking weird.
Yeah, now everybody looking at you like.
Only thing I see moving is your fucking lips.
All I see is your teeth. Like, I don't know if you're smiling, fucking growling at me. Like, what is up with this nigga?
What is up with this dude?
But that's all we got for today. You got some any game advice, anything like that you want to give? Shout out.
Shit.
I think collectively as a podcast, we got to shout out the Dodgers and the Lakers. Yeah, not a Lakers fan, but hey, gotta love that. You know they won it, and so did the Dodgers. It's my city, like. I'm a Rams fan, but if the Chargers win, I'm still going to be happy. Right, yeah, like, I'm not going to be salty. So, shout out to both of those teams, but go ahead, yeah. What you got?
Shit, I ain't got nothing, bro.
You got a sub.
Let me think of some motivation.
I'd like to shout out
God.
God. For sure, for sure.
And I'd like to shout out my family.
Yeah. Well, since you did a shout out, I'll do.
Yeah, I just stole the shout out from this nigga.
What?
Give me those.
Give me those. We're here.
Wait, so let me see that again.
My game for the episode would be don't bet after you lost twice.
it's out. It's over. You gotta just take the L, my guy. Hey, and if you up, leave, bro.
Leave, bro. Walk out. Enjoy the little bit that you did win. I promise you it will go bad at some point. Yeah. Don't be there when it goes bad.
Don't.
Get out. Get out.
It's going to feel like somebody robbed your ass.
Oh, me. So, yeah. Hey, whether it be life or actual betting. After you done bet twice, the first time, it's like, okay. The second time, it's like, damn. Now I'm down. The third time, now you just look dumb. Like, they done got your ass.
Who the fuck is this guy? Pokemon? It's Halloween, y'all, so.
Yeah,
hey, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, yeah. Happy Halloween to the people. Be safe. Well, by the time y'all hear this, it'll probably be over. But don't eat too much candy, you feel me? I ain't had none yet. Have you?
Nah.
I ain't even seen a piece of candy to keep it a buck. That's how Halloween is as an adult.
Hey, candy bad for you when you get older.
Man. Fucking my life up.
He's like, found the Pokemon!
Oh, shit. He read my... Hey, this little boy... This little boy is reading my laptop.
He said, I found a Pokemon.
This, oh, shit. He's coming to the window. Oh, Ash.
Oh. That's his name, Ash.
Ash. Bro, he was reading my fucking laptop. That shit says, I don't give a fuck on the back of it.
He's like, let me go check in the window to see who these dudes are.
That should say, stop tripping. That should say, trap house. But... He came and, like, walked around. White people getting bold, all right? I'm going to just come out and say it. Y'all walking up on niggas' cars and shit? Like, where the fuck do they do that?
He's tripping. He might have
thought
it was...
That's the second time it happened to us. Just in, like, what, the hour? So, dear white people, stop walking up on black people's cars, especially when we in them. That's a dangerous game to play, bruh. That's a very dangerous game to play.
Yeah, don't do that.
That's like playing roulette. Terry know a little something about that.
Terry.
But.
You gotta get out of there. Once you're up.
Thank you again for being on, G. Appreciate you. Love one. Back again. This is season 2 of Durag Discussions. Appreciate y'all for listening, tapping in, coming with episodes every week now. You might get 2 or 3 this week. You never know. So tap in. Follow on Twitter at Durag Podcast.
Yeah.
On Instagram at Durag.discussions. And like, share. Subscribe, check us out on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, and Anchor. Alright, so.
All those.
All that. And we out, just like that. Yeah.
This is the Durag Discussion.
fuck going on?
Oh, shit. Yeah, X Games mode.